Larry's Entangled Mess presentano il loro nuovo disco oggi qui a MAPS, una tournée che li riporterà a Bologna il 15, quindi esattamente tra una settimana. Saranno al Modo Info Shop insieme ai Comaneci. Le altre date invece verranno fatte con My Sister Grenadine e poi con Bob Corn. Larry,
ne sono contenti.
Do you understand a bit of Italian? Like Tizio gave you some lessons? No way.
Gli italiano molto piccolini.
Molto piccolo.
Molto piccolo.
Molto piccolo.
Molto very piccolini. Nice.
Molto piccolini. Molto piccolo.
But I meet a lot of more Italiano culture and mi amica bellissimo. They're like my family. You know,
the Italian guys, the Full Tribe guys, you mean?
Oh, yeah, Full Tribe, Enrico, Bruno, Dorella, so many, Anna, so many great Italian, fantastic Italian friends.
Do you ever bring the Italian music to your pals in the United States?
Bring the Italian music?
Yeah, like when you come here, or maybe you just, on the internet, you just spread. I was wondering about, I don't know, like Bruno's projects, like Ronin or...
Well, I'm trying to bring Ronin... Yeah. To the United States.
Yeah.
And if he comes, then I get to play guitar in his band. And yeah, Tiziano, Bob Corn, Francesca, Bob Corn, Comaneci.
Yeah.
We toured the United States
yeah,
with them.
Yeah.
And so, that was so much fun.
What was the feedback from the audience, from your pals, from your peers, about this strange nation who can actually make good music?
They love the voice of Tizio, the deep voice.
Yeah.
This is not my town. And they love Francesca, her beautiful voice.
Yeah.
And I think we want to hear more singing in canto italiano.
In Italian. Si. Like using the Italian language.
See. Si. Just, I mean, we love them singing in English, but if we hear Italians, we want to hear, you know, italiano.
Italian music.
Sì.
In Italian.
Sì.
That's it. Okay. Let me translate all that. Allora, gli ho chiesto, insomma, qual era il suo rapporto con l'Italia, con la cultura italiana, quanto ne sapesse di italiano. Italiano poco, lo parla poco, però ha una
piccolino.
Grande... Sì, piccolini. Però ha una grande passione per la cultura italiana e in particolare per i suoi amici italiani. Ha citato Francesca dei Comaneci, ovviamente Tizio, Bob Corn e anche Bruno Dorella. A tal proposito, allora gli abbiamo chiesto se porta mai la musica italiana negli Stati Uniti, così anche per vedere quali sono le reazioni. Lui ha detto di sì, ha fatto un tour con i Comaneci negli Stati Uniti e vorrebbe anche portare Ronin in personale la chitarra nella band di Bruno Dorella. Questo è un po' il suo sogno. Le cose che apprezzano di più gli americani sono i timbri di voce, in particolare ha parlato di quello di Francesca e quello di Tizio, ma vorrebbero sentirli cantare in italiano.
Sì, perché più che, dice, più sì, che... esatto. Ci piacciono, però quando usano l'italiano
è meglio.
Che strano, però
è strano, sì, in sì. effetti. Io voglio chiedergli qual è, visto che lui conosce un pochino l'Italia eccetera eccetera, qual è il primo stereotipo di fronte al quale lui deve porre dei rimedi. Talking about Italy, maybe with your American pals and so on, what is the first stereotype that you have to oppose, that you have to be against it, of what, you know, about our country, our culture, what we look like or whatever? So when you talk about Italy, is there anyone saying something like, and you say, no guys, it's just, you know, it's not really this way, but it is this way, this other way. So Italian stereotypes, you heal in a way.
Do I have any Italian?
No. What are the ones you encounter when you talk about Italy with your people in the United States? No one?
Maybe it's about food.
Yeah, so...
Like, mangia.
So, like they say, we are kind of a food dispenser, I mean, in a very huge way.
They eat the food, they say they will only wash their feet with water.
They feet.
Yeah, they don't drink water. They only wash their feet with water.
I see, like drinking wine all the time.
See, that's it. This is some stereotype.
It's wine against booze, guys.
You know? So far, this is true.
Yeah. You know, I was trying. I was hoping that you could pick up a real stereotype. I mean, something you can really go against. But this one is, you know, what can I say?
Hey, we like it.
So what about Laura? Do you have any question?
Sì, io ho notato che la copertina di questo disco che esce oggi appunto è molto curata, c'è un lavoro artistico molto particolare. Quindi volevo chiedergli se c'è qualcuno che cura l'artwork dei loro dischi.
Who is responsible for the artwork of the last record?
For the newest record?
Yeah, the new one.
It's a friend of Dan's, Nate Parsons. That is Nat Parsons.
Nathaniel.
Nat Parsons.
Yeah, Nathaniel Parsons. He's a painter, drawer, sculptor from Oakland, California.
I see. And what was the direction you gave him to work at the artwork of the album, or no direction at all?
No, there was a lot of direction.
Yeah, but the main idea was that the cover would reflect that sort of the idea of playing music outdoors in the woods, going camping, sort of with the water, and just a very natural setting. And then he did all the imagery. You know, we didn't really talk about the imagery. I'm very familiar with his older work, so I knew it would be awesome.
So you just convey this kind of busking, playing outside feeling.
Yes.
And this was the result.
Camping in the rain. And then he would send us a picture. We'd say, hey, what if our instruments were by the fire, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then he would paint that and be like, hey, what if there was people in the boat?
I see.
And we said, what if they have, you know...
Well, the animal heads.
The animal heads.
Yeah, yeah. I see.
So we actually...
You did give direction to the guys.
I was like, please, what about this? So it was really, really fun because he was really...
And cooperative too.
But he laid it out and decided where everything... We didn't tell him what to draw.
We didn't tell him exactly.
Yeah, you just gave kind of suggestions and ideas.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
Ok, allora la copertina nasce tutta fondamentalmente da un amico del batterista di Yes, Tangled Mess, che è un artista, uno scultore che vive a Oakland, insomma è un po' la loro base Oakland, a cui è stato detto, bene, noi vogliamo dare l'idea di suonare fuori, di fare campeggio fuori, suonare fuori, stare all'aria aperta, magari anche sotto la pioggia. E da lì c'è stato, a partire da un'idea iniziale, da un'immagine iniziale, una serie di immagini e di altre cose che si sono scambiati l'un l'altro.
Un brainstorming.
Una specie di brainstorming a distanza, probabilmente, in cui questa immagine si è formata un pochino alla volta, portando poi a persone con la testa di animale, gente che sta in barca, montagne,
nuvolette
e droga. Probabilmente un sacco di droga, ma questo è una cosa
forse
di cui noi non vogliamo parlare. Forse hanno capito. You got the word droga. I don't know why. Anyway.
Do you like the cover?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. So that's why we're asking for it, because there is something behind it, and it was the genius of the guy who actually made it. So
he's fantastic.
It's going to be on vinyl too, or
On blue vinyl.
Wow,
it's a clear blue vinyl. It's supposed to arrive at Tizio's house in like 5 minutes.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Too bad it's far away.
I know. We want to give you a copy. I see you have a turntable.
Yeah, we have it, but we can meet in the next week, so okay. You're going to be here in Bologna again.
Sì.
Dice che è stato stampato un vinile blu trasparente che dovrebbe arrivare a casa di Bob Korn, di Tizio, tra cinque minuti. Quindi insomma ce lo porteranno magari il 15 quando verranno qui a Modo Info Shop. Loro sono Larry S. Entangle Mess, terza traccia di questo live, third song and last song. What is
this? This song is called Go With Light.
Yeah.
It's off the new album.
It's called Next Wave Omnigalactic Peace Warriors.
See.
Go with light.
Go with light.
Like follow the light.
Follow the light.
And go.
Just like trust. Trust the light.
We do have to talk with your dealer. And okay, Larry S. Entangled Mess, Go with Light. Dal loro ultimo disco, The Next Wave Omnigalactic Peace Warriors, live at MUPS.